Good morning to you. It's the Friday kickoff of Memorial Day weekend, and it's Wendy in for Bob. Dane Neal joins us now, and Sunday is the Indy 500. Dane, you're going to do some pre-race coverage beginning, what, 9 a.m.?
Yeah, it is. It's the El Bandido Yankee Tequila at the Track pre-race show, and it starts at 9 a.m., and it's going to be star-studded, excited to carry on the tradition. Wendy, you know that WGN was the first station to ever broadcast the Indy 500, so to carry that on is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And do they still say, gentlemen, start your engines? And don't they have to change it to drivers?
They do. Yeah, they changed it to drivers. Because you think maybe they'd be like, and I think over time, I think NASCAR went between saying ladies and gentlemen, or they just go drivers, which I think is universal. It fits.
It does. All right, so pre-race coverage beginning at 9. What do we need to know about this exciting race that you can hear live here on WGN? What time does the race kick off?
Well, the race is going to be coming up. I think it's noon for where we have it in. Of course, we're in Eastern time down here. I fully acclimated myself to the time zone. But the thing is normally we would be saying, hey, get your tickets, go to IMS.com, do all that. Wendy, the race is sold out. It is sold out for the first time since 2016, which was the 100th anniversary. So I guess people were, attached to the significance of kind of the number there with the 100th. But this one is just purely, you're just driven on the fact that it's popular, it's exciting. I think Fox has done a great job with it. But there's going to be 350,000 people in the stands, with the infield probably pushing over 400. So many people tailgating. It's the largest one-day sporting event in the world.
That is incredible. I can't believe the first time it's been sold out since 2016, you said?
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. And so for all those people, and you can get here. There's guys walking around saying, I need tickets, who needs tickets? If you're really motivated, and maybe you have some extra dollars, you can definitely get down here. And if you've got sort of that fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants attitude, and sometimes I would have that, you can come down here. And as it gets close to the race, those people that have bought those and don't want to get stuck with them, you could probably find a deal.
Wienermobiles are racing today?
So there isn't a lot of banking here. So if you've ever seen the Wienermobile, Wendy, I'm sure you've seen it. You may have ridden in it, being a celebrity person. They probably stuck you in one at some point in your career. But, they're kind of tall, and there's not a lot of banking, so I don't think they'll fall over. I just think it's, in a word, dangerous. I think they should have a health inspector's food safety, I think, is where we're crossing the line.
All right. And any sightings on David Letterman? Because Joe Romano, producer Joe, just informed me that David Letterman is an IndyCar owner. I did not know this.
Oh, yeah. He's here. We'll see him for sure. Now, you won't see the exact same David Letterman that you know and love from all those years on the show. He's now kind of a living in the woods, mountain man looking kind of guy. He's got a giant Santa style, certainly authentic big beard, and but he is a huge racing enthusiast, as you know. Many, a lot of listeners will know he's an Indiana native, right? So he's here, been a part of it, and his guy, Takuma Sato, is back with Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan Racing. So Bobby Ray Hall, if you remember that iconic name, and they won a couple years ago with Takuma, a few years ago. He's back with them, qualified in second, and not a million years ago, but maybe 10 or so. We had Takuma in studio with you at WGN, too, as well. So there's a chance there that he could win. I wanted to mention some of the food situation, too. They've got some, normally you think, like your nachos and your, brats and hot dogs and hamburgers and stuff. But they've tried to go the extra mile, and they've got some new, they've got pretzel brats. They've got buffalo tachos, which are tater tots covered in buffalo chicken, nacho cheese sauce, pico de gallo, and ranch dressing. That's one of the things, too. I'm looking at the menu here. There's a few interesting ones. I know you love the food side.
Listen, I do, and I love tater tots, but sometimes, you can put too much stuff on it. That sounds like a lot.
I know. It's like, what do they do? You imagine that conference room, right, where they're like, we've got to do something big. We've got to do something, like, is there any way we could stick lobster in it? I don't know,
I'm surprised they haven't. All the excitement begins Sunday here on WGN Radio with Dane Neal. Coverage starts from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway at 9 a.m. And then the race, the sold-out race. Dane, we will be listening. Have fun.
Yeah, thanks, Wendy. Mario Andretti, Scott McLaughlin, Takuma, Elio Castroneves, so star-studded. It's going to be great.
Excellent. Thank you so much for painting a picture, Dane. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Wendy.